It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. For the rest of the program today, something different from the Illinois State Fair. On Wednesday morning, nearly 400 men and women from around the world raised their right hands, renounced all allegiance to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty, and became our newest fellow Americans. For most of our history, America's unofficial motto was E Pluribus Unum, a Latin phrase meaning out of many, one. The people at the fairgrounds came from 72 countries, as diverse as Cambodia, Canada, Chile, China, Colombia, Congo, and Cuba.
I came from Tanzania.
I was in Nigeria before I came here.
From Mexico.
From India.
From Vietnam.
From Morocco.
I came from Iraq.
I also came from Iraq.
Originally from Istanbul, Turkey.
Je viens de Congo.
This is the second year in a row in which there was a naturalization ceremony during the Illinois State Fair. And the candidates for citizenship were welcomed by dignitaries, including Governor J.B. Pritzker, Senator Dick Durbin, and Senator Tammy Duckworth, who talked about her own family's story with immigration.
Over 300 years ago, my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather came to the United States as a servant to a British nobleman. He had no idea that at some point he was going to have an Asian-American granddaughter who did not speak English until she was 8 years old. I am a proud daughter of the American Revolution, but I am also a proud daughter of an immigrant. My mother became a citizen in her 50s. Immigrants make this country stronger. Diversity makes this country stronger. There's no other place in the world where I could have grown up to serve in the Army, where they would have sent me to fly helicopters, where I could have grown up to become a United States Senator. You are providing that future.
As I mentioned earlier on the show, Wednesday was also Governor's Day at the fair, when Democrats hold a rally. And the politics of that choice, celebrating immigrants and immigration at a time when the Trump administration is doing everything it can to discourage people from coming to America, well, the politics of the day were inescapable. Central Illinois Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski took that on directly in her remarks.
I know this moment comes at a time when things may feel uncertain, when the idea of immigration, of becoming an American, has too often become politicized and misunderstood. It wasn't long ago that the journey you've taken was universally celebrated, and it should still be. But today, there are those who try to divide us, who question the value of your story. Let me be clear. I will work every single day in Congress to make sure that those voices of fear and division do not win. Because your voices matter, your contributions matter, and your future here matters. You are teachers, workers, small business owners, caregivers, students, neighbors, and friends, and now fellow Americans. You bring your stories, cultures, and experiences, and perspectives that will enrich this community and our country. And that's what has always made America strong. Not just our freedoms, but the people who come here to uphold them, people like you. So as you leave here today as U.S. citizens, know that this country is better because you're now a part of it.
After the speeches came the roll call of nations, the oath of allegiance, and just like that, nearly 400 new Americans.
Congratulations, everyone. Let's give them a round of applause.
My name is Ndeni Siri. I came from Tanzania. Yes, I have been in this country for 27 years, and today is my victory day. I'm proud of it, and I'm proud to be American today. I think I can say it means everything to me, yes, because my kids are here, my grandchildren are here, so I'm part of it, and I'm part of everything about America.
Yeah, my name is Michael. I'm a Nigerian, so I was in Nigeria before I came here. I came here to work. Yeah, I got employed by an employer, and then we went through the process for about 2 years, and then we came in. It took us 5 years to get qualified for citizenship. We get to live the American dream, a lot of culture and diversity, So many things to do. We can, my kids have a lot of opportunities too, so it's a great deal to be an American citizen.
Hey, I'm Jacqueline Montre, and I am from Mexico originally, and I came to babysit a kid like for 2 years. They're literally right here. Yeah, it's called Au Pair. So it's like an entire like program that you actually sign up and like get qualifications to do it. And after I got married, I knew that I wanted to do it just to like, you know, be like also responsible for some decisions of this country. It literally means freedom. It literally means you can do whatever you want. Like you can start from zero and you can become like a great person here.
I'm from India. My name is Yogesh. My business failed when I was in India, and then I decided to get my master's. So it's been 10 years now in America, but I started my master's in Florida, but that didn't work out. So I came for another master's right here in Bloomington. And since then I've been here, and currently I work for the state. To become a citizen, that's a very lengthy and hard process. It takes years and years and years. I think it's been almost 7 years now. Yeah, so it takes some time. Every time when I was in India, I saw movies and TV shows and all, and they showed about, you know, being American and all. And I think I feel that. It's something different than being Indian, I would say. I don't know, it's just a feeling, it's hard to describe. And I also applied for Army last year. I got good scores, so now I'm thinking about actually going to the Air Force. So we'll see how that goes, because I gotta crack an exam, and then after that, crack a couple of interviews. So we'll see how that goes. So I just want to serve America, so fingers crossed.
My name is Hao, and I'm from Vietnam. I've been here in 2020, and I have waited for 5 years to be a citizen. And I'm so honored to be American. It's my dream. Yeah, I love America. I love the culture and this country. I love it so much. So that's why I want to be a citizen.
Yeah, my name's Ayub Ghirazi, and I came from Morocco. I'm from Marrakesh. I came here on a marriage-based visa. It's a K-1 visa. I met my wife online. She's here with me. And we applied for the K-1 visa, got here, and I had 90 days to get married to her. It was a quick time frame. We did it, and 4 years later, here we are. It's going good. Marriage is pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. We're growing as a couple. I think we have a goal now of buying a home, so that's going to happen soon, hopefully. Yeah. It means that I'm part of a country that welcomes immigrants. That's a land of opportunity for anybody who wants to, you know, looking for great opportunity to do good for themselves, for their family. That's what I'm here for my family abroad and for my family here, my wife and her family as well as my family.
My name is Reem. I came from Iraq.
My name is Mohammed. I'm Reem's husband. I also came from Iraq.
We both studied medicine back home, and we wanted to come here and finish our training, and we've done that. It's obviously been a challenge, but we were expecting that, so we knew ahead of time. It was sort of harder to be away from home, so that was the harder piece. We've been here for almost 9 years, more than 9 years actually, and so we've lived here, and we have grown to love America. And we moved to Illinois maybe 3 years ago. And we just love the state of Illinois. I think out of all of the places we've been to, we were just talking about this morning.
Honestly, I think it's a land of opportunities. And I would say it's a great honor to be an American too. And also we are raising two kids in America. So now they will grow up and be like full-fledged Americans.
I guess to me, being an American is having that freedom to be yourself, to express your thoughts, and to live the life that you choose for yourself. And that was what I came in as an expectation, and I think I've seen that and fulfilled most of it.
I'm Hasan Kartar, originally from Istanbul, Turkey. Yeah. I came as a PhD student to Massachusetts, University of Massachusetts Lowell. And after I graduated, I was looking for a job, and I got one from UIS. So I've been working for 7 years. I work at, as an associate professor now. Yeah, teaching, research, and doing lots of services, which I love. So for me, the final process is about a year. The interview part was relatively quick, and there was quite a bit waiting, but it's an exciting waiting process. And this was a great day today, and I didn't expect this big event. All the participants from different levels of the states, and a governor and representatives, and it was a great gathering, and their welcome was so special. Felt the whole heart welcoming. It's been 12 years as a student, assistant to professors, and then became professor. Have been contributing to society for a very long time in different ways, and now it feels kind of a recognition and opportunity to contribute more now it comes with responsibility as well now. So it's a very big day.
Yeah, but I speak French.
Okay.
Yeah.
Je m'appelle Brian, je suis journaliste. Can I just ask who you are and where you're from?
Je viens du Congo. Ça fait... Ça, c'est ma 8e année ici aux États-Unis. Et je suis contente de devenir citoyenne américaine. I'm so happy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you to Ndeni, Michael, Yogesh, Hunau, Reem, Mohammed, Hassan, and everyone else who spoke with me. Congratulations to all of you, and welcome to American citizenship. We leave you today with one final piece of tape from Governor's Day at the fair. This is our national anthem, sung in Marvin Gaye's arrangement by Deshaun Williams, the mayor of Urbana, accompanied by Champaign County Democratic Party Chair Mike Ingram on guitar. 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening.